Father, we're thankful that we have this day to join together. We're thankful for all the blessings that you give us. We're thankful for the joy that's in our hearts. And we just pray that as we meet here together, that that joy would be even increasing as we hear from your word. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
These greetings that I just had to you, they're words of feeling. I hope they are for you. And the one I mainly want to talk about today is joy.
对，我希望呢，这些问候的词汇呢，对你们有一些在这个时候一些特别的这个感动和感觉。但是今天我主要要想谈的是这个喜乐。
Now this is a very special joy. It comes from the Holy Spirit.
这是来自圣灵非常特别的喜乐。
Personally, for me, I like to prepare ahead of time for plans I have to have a good time for Pat and I.
对我个人呢，喜欢提前准备出行的计划以便我和 Pat 呢能有一个愉快的时间。
If we're traveling back east to our family, the plans are for flights, for rooms, for car rentals.
对，如果我们回东边去看我们的家人的时候，这里有航班、客房，还有租车一些这样的服务要计划和准备。
Now often while we're back there,we plan a special time to celebrate our anniversary.
Yeah, 通常我们回东边的时候呢，会将一个特殊的日子，来庆祝我们的周年纪念日。
This planning gives me an anticipation that keeps me excited for months ahead of things to come.
这个计划呢，给我一个很大的期许，就是在这个出行前几个月呢，我都会一直会非常的兴奋。
Anticipation is something that comes from waiting with a special expectation.
对，这个期待呢是来自一种有一定期望的事情的这种期盼。
But when I go back east, there's also a joy that's from the past.
对，当我们回到东边去的时候呢，也是同时我们也会想到过去的那种喜乐。
That's where Pat and I met, where we were married, and where we started our life together.
就是因为那里是我遇见 Pat 的地方，是我们结婚的地方，也是我们共同生活的起点。
So really, the joy we have today is often about remembering the joyful past.And looking forward to a joyful time ahead.
Yeah, 那今天真正的快乐呢，是通过回忆，一起，那个喜乐的过去，然后呢，一起来期待，未来的那种喜乐时光。
Now, during the Christmas season, many people think about the good times with their family.
对，在圣诞节期间呢，许多人都期待和家人，一起共度快乐的时间。
Children are thinking possibly about Christmas presents, and also adults too.
对，孩子们呢，这个期待这个可能收到的这种圣诞礼物，成年人也喜欢收到圣诞礼物。
Some really have joy simply if it's a white Christmas with snow.
对，还有一些人仅仅是因为这个有下雪的这个白色的圣诞节而感到快乐。
It seems it's become a matter of feelings over the Christmas holidays.
对，这就说，一种个人的这种感觉。
Some may like to think it's the one time of the year where most people treat others a little better than usual.
有些人认为呢，这是一年中大多数人都想对别人好一点的时候。
Others feel it's maybe a special time.To be thinking about peace on earth.
有其他人则认为呢，这是思考这个地球和平的这样一个好的时间。
Those things can all be good, as we're talking about joy, but this joy today is something deeper.
对，当我们谈论喜乐的话题的时候，这些都很好，刚刚这些想法都很好，但是我今天要讨论一下这个一些更深刻的层面，关于喜乐更深刻的一些层面。
It's not just the joy for Pat and I or for other families, but it's the type God wants for all people.
对，这不仅仅是 Pat 和我或者是我们这个不同家庭的这种快乐，其实是上帝想让我们所有人都够拥有的这样的一种喜乐。
So if you look on your bulletins, you'll see a verse in Luke 2:10. But the angel assured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all people."
对，让我们来看一下路加福音第二章第十节的这个经文，我们一起来读一下，好不好？
It is unfortunate, though, that
Okay, so maybe we want to read the...
Okay.
Yeah, 是路加福音的第二章的第十节，我们来去读一些。
What are you reading?
Chinese.
2:10.
2:10, yeah. That's 路加福音第二章。如果大家找到了，我就开始我们用轻的方式读一下。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
It's unfortunate, though, that for some people, it's a season to be stressed out, largely over what to give others.
不幸的是呢，在这个季节中，有些人呢，他们因为想挑选给别人送礼物这个事情呢，感到烦恼和甚至有些压力。
Let me suggest that there's an exception to what is normally a general rule.
我想给大家一个建议，是在一般的规则中总是有一些例外的，我想给大家来分享一下。
The general rule is, it's more blessed to give than receive.
对，这里的这个一般的原则是，就是说，给予比接受更幸福。
But let me tell you, the exception to that is when it comes to thinking about the Lord Jesus.
就是我告诉你一个例外，就是当你想到我们主耶稣的时候呢，这里是有一个例外的。
In that case, it's more blessed to receive than to give.
就在这个情况下呢，就是这个接受比这个给予是更幸福的。
The reality is the first Christmas gift was the gift to the world from God of Jesus.
对，事实是，第一个圣诞节的礼物是，神，向给我们整个世界的。
And to have everlasting joy, the first thing for all of us to do is just receive Him.
对，如果我们想拥有持久的这个喜乐的话，我们所有人要做的一件事情就是去接受这个来自神的礼物。
Pastor Gary has been teaching about the songs of ascent that are how people prepared for special times.
对，加里牧师一直在给我们教导这个上行的诗歌，讲到说人们如何为特殊的时候做准备。
I want to remind you of a special season with a New Testament tradition called Advent.
我今天我想提醒大家一个，这里一个在新约中提到一个特殊的这个节日，它叫降临节。
The word Advent means coming, and it's to prepare to celebrate the coming of Jesus.
降临意味着这个到来，是为了这个准备庆祝耶稣的这个降临。
But now the coming is what happened on Christmas Day, but it will happen in the future also.
这个降临，这个耶稣的降临呢，是在以前，就是很多年前是发生在圣诞节这一天的。那这个降临这个事情呢，还会再次的发生。
That's why Advent celebrates both the first coming and the second coming.
对，就是其实这个降临节呢，其实是 他同时是庆祝的是第一次耶稣的降临，也同时是庆祝呢将来耶稣的第二次的到来。
There are four Sundays to Advent: hope, waiting with anticipation, joy, and love. Today is the Advent of joy.
对，降临它有四个部分组成，一个是希望，期待，然后是喜乐，还有爱。今天是呢，是我们这是喜乐的来临。
So in some ways, it's about what is and what is to come. The already and the not yet.
对，其实降临就像我们刚刚讲的一样，它其实是两个层面的意思，一个是曾经发生的什么，以及呢将来要发生什么，就是说已经有过的和将要来到的。
Now there's also a song. It's very popular during the Christmas season.
对，这里有一首歌是在圣诞节期间非常受欢迎的。
And since it's Joy Sunday of Advent, we just sang it. The song is Joy to the World.
对，这是在这个降临节，其实它也是在星期天哈，就是我们唱的歌，就是这个歌的名字叫给世界的欢乐，或者给世界的喜乐。
The song was written based on Psalm 98, and it was really a hymn glorifying Christ's triumphant return.
对，这首歌是根据诗篇98章写的，是赞美这个基督凯旋归来的一首赞美诗。
It's about Jesus' return at the end of the age, rather than really a song celebrating his first coming.
对，这首歌主要的是关于耶稣在这个世代的尽头的那个时候的再次回归，而不是庆祝他第一次降临的那个歌。
As you remember, the words of the song are about the world receiving the king.
对，歌曲中的文字是关于接受这个世界的这个国王的。
But when Jesus came the first time, the world didn't receive her king.
对，当耶稣第一次降临这个人世的时候，人们并没有把他当做一个这个地球的君王来接待。
He didn't come as a reigning savior. He came the first time as a suffering servant.
对，他第一次来的时候，他的形象不是一个主宰世界的一个救世主，而是一个受苦仆人的形象。
He didn't rule and reign on earth. In fact, Jesus told Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world."
对，他来的时候没有统治和主宰这个世界。他告诉比拉多说，他说我的国度不在这个世界上。
Now, most versions of the song to celebrate Christmas delete some of the lyrics, like in verse 3.
对，这首歌有很多版本，当用在庆祝圣诞节的时候，有些不同版它删了不同的一些章节和歌词，比如说这个里面的第三节。
And I'm glad we were able to sing that verse. No more sins and sorrows grow. He comes to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found.
对，就像我们在唱的里面有这一节，就是我用翻译的说哈，就不再有更多的罪恶和悲伤，就像让人看到深远的罪恶，他的到来是为了让祝福源远流长。
But really, he didn't come the first time to reverse the curse. He came to pay for it with his blood.
他来到这个世界不是来为了扭转这个诅咒，而是用他自己的鲜血来偿还。
Some newer versions of this song add verses to the song to make it more about Christmas.
也这首歌某些新的比较新的版本呢，又添加了一些这个词句，使它呢就是跟圣诞节更相关一些。
Now let me be clear. There is nothing about my message today that is criticism of any current attention to this part of Christmas.
我想这个解释就是说，我所说的这个今天的这个信息哈，绝对没有批评大家对圣诞节有所关注，去关注圣诞节这个事情。
Only that you would have the joy God desires you to have about the past, present, and future.
也只有你拥有上帝希望你所拥有的这种过去未来，那么你才有拥有所谓的喜乐。
Now, Joy to the World may be about the second coming, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't sing it at Christmas.
对，这首歌本身是关于耶稣基督的第二次降临，但这并不意味着我们不应该在圣诞节，一直他的第一次来临的这时候呢，来唱这首歌。
The song can be about joy from Jesus' first coming, which leads the way to the second coming.
事实上，这首歌是充满的喜乐，源于耶稣的第一次来临，这个指引的是他的第二次到来。
But during Advent, we know Christ has come, and yet not all things are brought to final completion.
也在来临期间呢，我们知道，耶稣基督的来临并不是所有的事情。他来的时候，即使在第二次他到那时候，并非所有的事情都是一个完结在那个时候。
That will be actually at the second coming, when all the promises of God are ultimately fulfilled.
对。当这个第二次来临的时候呢，上帝的这个所有的应验呢，都会所有他的应许都会在这个时候得到应验。
The Bible actually tells us that the lion and the lamb will lay down together, and death will be swallowed up in victory.
对，在圣经中有这样的这个描述，他说狮子和羊羔会躺在一起玩耍，然后呢这个。死亡会被这个胜利这个吞噬啊。
The early church revealed this as the earliest prayers, Maranatha, which means our Lord come.
对，在这个早期的一个教会，那马拿达拉的这个教会中，他们经常有这样的祷告，就是说，我们的主要来临。
Some of you here may remember that word from Maranatha Baptist Church.
对，这就是我们都跟着另外一个教会早期的，就是有人可能还记得我们经常有这样的祷告词哈。
But still today, most of us focus on the baby in the manger, Mary and Joseph.
那今天呢，当我们谈到圣诞节的时候，很多人都关注这个马槽里的婴儿，还有玛利亚，还有这个约瑟。这个几个形象，这个人的形象上面。
And it makes a pretty picture on cards, but it wasn't really the focus of that first Christmas.
对，这个经常呢，我们会在一些漂亮的圣诞节卡看到这样一个画面，但这其实不是耶稣圣诞节最重要的一点。
Christianity is about the coming of God the Son as a man to save mankind from sin.
对，圣诞节最重要的信息是，也是基督教最重要的信息，就是关于圣子的来临。圣子他是把我们从罪恶中拯救的人。
He came to create a people for his own, and at the second coming, he will complete his saving work.
对，在第一次来临的时候呢，他为自己创造了他的一群门徒。第二次的时候呢，他会完成他的拯救的工作。
In the New Testament, there are 300 references to the Lord's return, one out of 30 verses.
对，在新约的圣经中呢，有300多处的经文提到了主的再次到来，大概是占了这个每30节中有一个章节，有一个经节是提到了耶稣的回归。
For every prophecy on the first coming of Christ, there are 8 on Christ's second coming.
在关于耶稣来临的这个每一个预言中呢，这个其中呢，关于耶稣再次来临的这个预言有8个。
However, most Christians admit, while they believe in the second coming, they aren't really looking forward to it.
对，大多数基督徒都认为，他们也相信，耶稣的第二次的来临，但他们并不是很期待。
So, for those Christians and many others, Christmas joy involves thinking about something that happened 2,000 years ago.
对，在对于这个圣诞节的时候，大多数情况下，这个喜乐过节这个喜乐呢，是对那个这个大概在2000多前耶稣基督第一次来临的这种这个事情的一种美好的回忆 这样的一个一个一个事情。
And actually, as Pastor Gary mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the world doesn't even want to call it Christmas. They want to call it Happy Holidays.
就是像加里牧师提到，就是说世界上很多地方都不想称这个为圣诞节，而只是想表达说节日快乐。
So I think it's fine. Some Christians say that the joy comes from the scene in Bethlehem at that night.
对，有些基督徒说，他说圣诞节的喜乐来自于这个伯利恒那天晚上的那个场面。
A baby in a manger, shepherds and wise men around him. That's the joy of Christmas past.
就是说一个婴儿在马槽里，周围有牧羊人，还有智慧的人，就是那是就是说这种也基于过去的这种一个场面的圣诞节的喜乐。
And since we know that story so well, we may be tempted to leave our Christmas joy there.
我们知道这个圣诞节的这个故事呢是很美的这个场面这画面，就是说我们有点想把这个圣诞的喜乐呢留在那一个画面上面。
So it's really not about the beautiful Christmas cards we receive and then put away the day after Christmas.
对，其实这不是说仅仅是我们收到了精美的圣诞贺卡，然后在圣诞节过后呢就把它的收了起来。
So maybe each of us should ask ourselves, what is it about Christmas that brings me joy?
对，可能我们每个人都应该问自己，就是说，圣诞节到底给我们带来了什么样的喜乐？
Well, I say it's the joy of God coming to earth to provide a way of salvation for all mankind.
我们可以说这是上帝降世为人，为全人类提供救赎之道的喜乐。
But maybe God intends for our joy to be a little more personal than that.
但是呢，也许我们这个喜乐呢，可以更加个人化一些。
Perhaps I could say that my joy is that Jesus would come to show His love for me and forgive my sins.
也许我可以说，耶稣的这个到来，是对我的爱。并宽恕我的罪过。
My joy is really about a relationship with God that He has given me by His sacrifice on the cross.
对，这样的喜乐是关乎我们每个人和神的关系，是耶稣在十字架上的这个牺牲所给予我们的。
So we can say about Christmas past that it humbles me and reminds me.Of how much I needed Jesus.
我们可以说呢，这个圣诞节，可以让我们感到更谦卑，也使我们可以想到我们有
，And then we are
都需要耶稣。
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. That's okay.
We are filled with joy when we remember how much we've been forgiven of because of Jesus.
对，当我们回想起耶稣，蒙受的，这个因他的蒙受的这个冤屈而我们得到宽恕的时候呢。我们是有很喜乐的。
So we allow the past to humble us and then remind us how much we need Jesus in the present.
对，就是让我们因为这个我们想到这个耶稣基督为我们流血，让我们得救赎的，我们会感到一种谦卑，然后同时也提醒我们，在现在这个时候，我们有更多的需要他。
Yeah, let's read together now Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, which is used for Advent since it points to the first and second coming.
我们来一起读一下以赛亚书九章，以赛亚书九章的这个六到七节，九章六到七节。
For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders.And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
大家找到了，我们一下用中文读一下，好不好？第六一。一起哈，因有一婴孩为我们生，有一子赐给我们，政权必当在他的肩头上， 他名称为奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权和平安必增增无穷，他必在大卫的手上因公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
So from these verses, only the birth, only the verse of his birth refers to the 2,000 year ago past.
对，就是说这个这些经文呢，我们可以看到，就是他的这个只有这个他出生的这个经文是指向是2000年以前的这样一个事实。
The rest points to the future, which is now our present, and which is still to come in our future.
对，其他的那个经节呢，都指向的是未来，也就是我们的生活的现在，以及将来的时间。
Because of his first coming, many of us now have him as counselor and prince of peace.
对，由于他的第一次的到来呢，我们中的许多人都把耶稣称为我们的这个生活的这个指导，还有和平之子。
We presently have a relationship with the everlasting Father and mighty God.
对，因为如此呢，我们目前才能拥有和永恒的这个天父、全能的上帝有呢这样一种关系。
However, his government of peace and his rule with fairness and justice have not come yet.
但是呢，他的这个。这个和平的政府以及公正公义的这种对这个世界的管理呢都还没有来到。
But we can say that the joyous day of the past has led us to an incredible joy in this presence.
就是我们可以说就是说这个我们对于这个耶稣降生这样的喜乐呢导致我们因而使我们在当下有着这样的喜乐。
So what's another joy that can show up at Christmas in the present?
对，这里还有一个别样的这种这个圣诞节所拥有的喜乐。
I think it really can show up in another part of the Christmas story that we'll look at next.
这一层的喜乐呢，我想我们可以通过来讨论这个另外一个圣诞节的故事来体现。
See, there's a man named Simeon. He was living of his joy in the present while looking at a past prophecy and vision.
对，这是关于西门的。他拥有着当下的喜乐，一边看着过去的预言呢，也对未来有一种特别的憧憬，也因而喜乐。
But his present joy was also looking forward to his joy in the future.Let's read together Luke 2:25-32.
对，这是一种对这个远景的一种期待的喜乐。让我们一起来读路加福音的第二章25-32.
At that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon.He was righteous and devout and was eagerly awaiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord as the law required,Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is the light to reveal God to the nations. He is the glory of your people, Israel.
我们一起来读一下吧，这个有点长哈，是路加福音的第二章25-32。我们一起轻音的方式读一下哈。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西门，这人又公义又虔诚，常常盼望以色列的安慰者的到来，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前 必看见主所立的基督，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接他过来，称颂神说：主啊，如今你可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛因看见了你的救恩，就是你在万民年前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
So I really think that this could relate to us and our Christmas joy in the present. Now, I didn't say Christmas presents.
对，对于我们来说呢，今天呢，其实这是跟圣诞节，这个，的喜乐很相关的。但我这里指的不是圣诞节礼物。
Because we all know those presents wear out, they break, sometimes they don't even fit.
对，礼物会磨损，它们也会破坏，有时候呢，它并不符合我们的心意。
But really, it's not just about when Jesus was, but more about who he is now.
这不仅仅是关于耶稣当时的身份，跟与他现在的身份是息息相关的。
Christians worship a risen Lord, who is on the throne in heaven and even living inside of us. True.
对，基督徒敬拜的是一位复活在天上宝座上的主，他也生活在我们每个人的心里面。
So we don't worship a historical person that was at one time great, now dead and only remembered.
Yeah, 我们并不敬拜一位曾经伟大的历史人物，已经死亡的，但我们只是知道有这样的一个人存在。
So again, the question for you, for me, is what are you experiencing? How are you experiencing joy in your life right now?
对，现在我一个问题就是说，你或者我，我们在我们的生活中是如何体会这个喜乐的？
And of course, many people will say, oh, I have the joy of Christmas presently, but can I say that in January 1 also?
对，我们很多人都可以说在圣诞节这天我们很开心，因为我们收到了圣诞节礼物，但是你还可以这样说在1月1号之后吗？
You can have the real joy now and every day because you can say, Emmanuel, God is with me.
对，如果你是一个基督徒的话，你理解耶稣基督的降生的意义的话，那你就每一天你都拥有了这个真正的喜乐。你可以说 Emmanuel, 上帝和我同在。
You were given joy the first day you trusted in Jesus and still have the same joy at this present time.
对，当你信靠耶稣的第一天起，你就得到了这个喜乐。这样的喜乐呢，是在你现在的时光是也同样拥有的。
That's how we have the real joy of Christmas present.
对，这就是我们说的，这是真正的圣诞节礼物的喜乐。
That joy is the joy of the overflow of Christ in our everyday life because you know that Jesus is still on the throne.
对，喜乐就是这个基督对我们的爱在日常生活中满满的溢出，因为我们也知道，基督他在宝座上是我们的王。
So we realize joy even when the rest of the world seems to be going crazy, because we know God's in control.
对，即使我们看到这个世界有多么的疯狂的时候呢，我们也依然可以喜乐，因为我们知道，这个世界依然在他的掌管之下。
Skip one or two.
Okay.
I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he was giving me some unfortunate news.
对，昨天我跟我的哥哥有沟通，他给了我一些不太好的消息。
He was telling me that his recent test had shown his cancer has really advanced.
对，他告诉我说他最近的这个检查显示他的那个这个癌细胞呢已经开始扩散了。
But as we talk, we came to the same idea that the faith we have for the future is really in Jesus' return.
对，当我们交谈的时候呢，我们得到了一个分享到一个 相同的一个观点，一个想法，就是说我们对于未来耶稣再次回归是有很大的信心，同样的信心的。
That's where his present joy is and mine as well. We both know with Jesus the best is yet to come.
对，这就是他现在行的，也是我现在行的。当我们与耶稣同在的时候呢，这个最更好的日子，最好的日子还没有在将来才会来到的。
I heard a funny story about a woman that wanted to be buried with a fork in her hand.
对，我听到过一个有趣的故事，有一个女士，她想和一把叉子陪葬，用一把叉子来陪葬。
Her pastor asked her, why such a strange request? And she said that, you know, when we had potlucks at church,
他的牧师就问他说，为什么你有这样奇怪的请求？他就说当我们在教堂坐在一起吃这个百家宴的时候，就是 potluck。
You always said just before desserts to hold on to your fork since the best was yet to come.
他说牧师你总会说在田间的时候总是要用叉子，坚持要用叉子，因为表达就是意思说最好的还没有来到。
But you know, we also have joy and opportunity to love those already in the kingdom and to reach out to those who aren't yet.
对，我们有这样的喜乐的，有机会去爱在我们这个的弟兄姊妹，在这个耶稣国度里面的这些弟兄姐妹。但是我们也有喜乐呢，因为我们可以接触到那些还尚未信主的这些人。
Ephesians 5 says to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
对，以弗所书五章十六节说，要抓住一切机会，因为当下的日子是邪恶的。
And I can think of no greater present joy than really knowing what Romans 8:28 says.
对，我想就是用另外一个章节的表达，就是说这个罗马书八章二十八节所说的这个这样一个情形。
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
我们看一下吧，就是罗马书二章二十八节就是我们晓得万事都互相效力。叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
I can have joy right now, in fact, from Hebrews 10:24-25.
对，我们也同时有可以有这样喜乐，通过这个希伯来书的第十章的二十四节到二十五节。
Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
我来找一找啊，希伯来书第十章二十四节。我怎么没找到呢？
Hebrews 10:24-25. Romans was 8, but Hebrews is 10.
我找一下，我好像没我这个我这个手机的这个。你们找到了吗？屏幕上这是二十四节。OK， 找到了，这里有了哈。又有我们一起读一下，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。还有下一节了，你什么有吗？还有第二十五节。
25 is
twenty-five.
But anyway,
你们
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，要彼此见面，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
See, that's what we're doing right now. We're here to encourage each other whenever that day comes.
对，这就是我们这个现在做的，就是说我们在这里聚会的这样做的一个事情。
So some may say, well, you really can't have joy in the future because we're not there yet.
对，有的人可能会说，我们现在还没有将来的喜乐，因为我们还没有在那个时候。
That's true, but we can anticipate the joy that does so much for our joy in the present.
我们这事实是这样，但是我们呢，人就可以期待将来的那种喜悦，因为呢，这对我们当下目前的喜悦呢是非常有意义的。
Believing and fully trusting with all our hearts what God says to be true about the future.
对，相信并全心全意相信上帝所说的关于未来的事实。
In 2 Timothy, Paul says that if we trust in Jesus' return, we'll actually wear a crown of righteousness.
对，像圣经中说的，如果我们相信这个耶稣的这个来临，那我们将会戴上正义的冠冕。
So there is joy that God is faithful, His promises, and key reasons why there is joy in the second coming.
对，上帝呢是对他的这个应许是非常信实的，这是一个我们所相信的喜乐。这个耶稣他的第二次的降临呢，这个是喜乐最关键的原因。
For one thing, when Jesus returns, creation will see receive what it has been promised, restoration.
对，当耶稣再次来临的时候，那个神的创造将会得到这个实现和应许。这就是意味着一个重新建造的过程。
The material universe was originally created in beauty and perfection.
对，这个物质的宇宙是最初是被这个在美丽中建造的，是被完美的建造的。
And we just sing that in joy to the world, and we sing heaven and nature sing.
对，当我们在唱给世界欢的时候，我们也唱，我们也为这个。天堂也为这个大自然所歌唱。
And again, Isaiah 11 says, "When Jesus comes to reign, the wolf and the will dwell with the lamb."
对，在以赛亚这个十一章说呢，当耶稣作王的时候呢，狼必与羊羔同居。
And the lion will eat straw like the ox.The nursing child will play by the hole of a cobra.
对，狮子会像牛一样吃草，这个哺乳的小孩他会在眼镜蛇的洞里面玩耍。
And secondly, nations will receive what they have been promised, peace, righteousness, and justice.
对，所有的国家都会受到所应有的这个和平、正义和公平。
Jesus second coming is the hope of the world, and the day when peace will rule in the world.
对，耶稣的第二次降临是整个世界希望，也是他这个和平统治这个世界的这个日子。
Isaiah 2 says they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
对，这个以赛亚书的第二章第四节是这样，他说他们将把剑打成泥，将长矛打成剪钩。
Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
对，国家也不再将为国家举荐，也不会将为了战争而训练。
More on a personal note, I like Philippians 1:6.
对，对我而言呢，我更喜欢腓立比书的第一章的第六节。
I am certain that God, who began the good works within me,will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns.
对，我们读一下，如果你们找到了哈，就是腓立比书的第一章的第六节。 一起啊，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
See, I made my version say for me. Make your version say for you. Finally, the greatest joy of Jesus' return will be that he will get the honor and glory he deserves.
就耶稣回来的最大喜乐就是他将得到应得的荣耀和尊荣。
When he came the first time, he was denied by his own people.
对，当他第一次来的时候呢，世上他的子民是拒绝了他的。
He was persecuted by the religious leaders, betrayed by a friend, denied by another friend.
对，他当时遭了宗教领袖的迫害，被一个朋友出卖，也被另外一个朋友否认。
He was deserted by his own disciples, mocked by people.He had no place to even lay his head.
对，他被他自己门徒抛弃，被民众嘲笑，他甚至没有地方可以放下他头。
But at his return, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
对，当他再次来临的时候呢，每一个膝盖都会向他鞠躬，每一个舌头都会承认他是主。
Paul says something in 2 Thessalonians 1:10, something that I think is very joyful for the church.
对，这个保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书哈后书的第一章的第十节，他是这样说的。
When he comes on that day, he will receive glory from his holy people, praise from all who believe.And this includes you, for you believe what we told you about him.
对，那我们读一下这个第十节啊，在帖撒罗尼迦后书的一章十节，这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上的荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。
Are we ready for that? If it were to come tomorrow, I hope so.Now, you can recall, you can see how eagerly Christmas is anticipated as a child.
就是说你可以想想你对这个圣诞节是有多么的渴望。
But Simeon was like that. It had been revealed to him that he wouldn't die before seeing Jesus.
对，西门就这样，就是说因为神向他透露了，就是在他见到基督徒之前是不会死的，基督之前是不会死的。
And perhaps God gave the story of Simeon to us to teach us to eagerly anticipate his return.
对，也许上帝就是用西缅的这故事来教导我们，说要热情的期待耶稣的再次回归。
We actually do that once a month with communion, the Lord's Supper.
对，实际上我们是这样做，就是每个月我们圣餐的时候呢，就是我们。表达我们这种期许的时候。
As it says in 1 Corinthians 11, as often as you do it, think about Jesus when he comes again.
对，就像在那个哥林多前书11章26节所说的这样描绘的一样，我来读一下哈。We need to read it, 26节。OK, 这你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a present Christmas joy in telling the whole world the good news about Jesus' birth.
对，现在的圣诞节是有这样的喜乐，就是告诉世界，全世界这个耶稣诞生的这样一个好消息。
So joy to the world is a great Christmas song because it talks about the joy of Christmas future.
对，给世界欢的这首歌是一个很伟大的一个圣诞歌曲，因为这首歌曲是赞美这个圣诞节的未来。
The joy of Jesus' second coming, and he will rule and reign and totally remove the curse of sin.
对，圣诞节那个耶稣第二次降临的这个喜乐在于他将统治和主宰这个世界，并且完全彻底的消除这个罪恶的这个诅咒。
So you see, as for you, you have the joy of the past, the present and the future.
也当你我们每个人接受耶稣为我们救主的时候呢，实际上你拥有了这个圣诞节过去的、现在的，甚至未来的这种喜乐。
So let's continue to be filled with joy as we think about Jesus' birth.
对，让我们继续充满喜乐，回想起他出生的那一天。
There's another song that's actually thought sung during Christmas. It's called "Come Now, Long Expected Jesus."
对，事实上呢，在这个圣诞有另外一首有名的歌，叫做《期待》，现在期待耶稣。
And that is about the second coming also.
这就是也是关于耶稣再次来临的这样一首歌。
So each day as we get closer to Christmas, let's thank him for the joy that he gives us.
对，当我们期待圣诞节来临的每一天，我们都要感谢耶稣带给我们的喜乐。
And as we celebrate Christmas this year, let's maybe keep a Simeon-like lookout for his return.
对，在庆祝今年的圣诞节的时候呢，让我们就像西门一样，守望耶稣的再次回归。
If you look at the very end of the Bible in Revelation, the last prayer is, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
对，如果说你看这个启示录哈，它最后面的一个祷告就是这样说的，是说即使如此，主耶稣会来到。
Let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so joyful. For the first Christmas gift was from you to Jesus, God the Son. We're thankful that we can celebrate that, something that happened that long ago, 2,000 years. We're thankful that it was even longer ago that it was prophesied, that it was told about. We're also thankful that we have that joy in our hearts today, every day. Pray that, that we're thinking of that time when we were first introduced to Jesus, when we first became aware of how joyful it is to know him, to have him in our lives. And we pray, Lord, that we will be looking for him in anticipation whenever he would want to come back, whether it's we go to be with him first or we're here when he comes back. We just want to be ready. We want to be full of joy and anticipating that time when we see him face to face. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.